Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. We're looking at the subject of our words, the things we say, and thinking about how important our words are. Jesus showed how important our words are when he said that our words would be used at the judgment. Our words would be brought up to either justify us or condemn us. Jesus said this, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." How important our words are. We've been looking at the words of some of the characters who come across the pages of Scripture, and we've been thinking about how they might be used on the day of judgment. And we come in this little talk to one of the saddest characters you could possibly meet, Judas Iscariot. This man who had accompanied with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, who had listened to his sermons, who had seen his miracles, who had seen the great works that he did, and yet he comes to a point where he betrays Jesus, where he turns against him, where he sells him for a few dollars. I'm reading here from Matthew 27, the first 5 verses, and it says, "When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is that to us? See you to it.' Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself." He committed suicide. He realized that he had made a bad bargain. He had sold Jesus Christ for a few dollars. People had encouraged him to do it. In fact, Satan himself had entered into Judas. Judas had let Satan influence his heart, and he betrayed Jesus. And those who had led him to do this, those false religious leaders of Jesus' day who had been seeking to kill Jesus and made an agreement with Judas, they didn't care about the remorse that he was feeling. He was remorseful and brought back the pieces of silver and confessed that he had done the wrong thing. And the leaders say to him, "What's that to us? You have to deal with that. That's your problem." And the money is no use to him. He throws down the silver in the temple and he goes out. And in abject depression and remorse, he hangs himself. He's called the son of perdition. And indeed, that's what he was. How will it be when his words are brought up in the final judgment? "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." What is your attitude to Jesus? Do you dismiss him? Do you choose the world instead of Jesus? "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." May that never be words that you have to use. May it never be words that I would have to use concerning Jesus. May the Lord speak to us and show us the importance of our actions and the importance of our words. May he do so for his name's sake.